initially we're targeting the private developer community and their engineers, architects, and landscape architects.
Stephen Graham with the San Antonio River Authority says the technology of low-impact development is starting to come to the forefront as a design element of new projects that provides cost savings. He says technology such as bioswales, natural channel designs, and rain gardens are not just for mitigating pollution anymore.
It's not just for the environment. Low-impact development really has opportunities to make our quality of life better for our community and our constituency.
In fact, members of the EPA were in town last week and toured two projects in the San Antonio area. One at Madison High School, where Aaron Teague of SARA explains a swale that disperses more of the sediment and toxins collected in floodwaters so they don't end up in streams and rivers.
The permeable pavers and then the rainwater capture in train, so everything starts off with some preliminary treatment. It gets routed through swales like this to give it slow it down a little more, give it an opportunity to infiltrate.
SARA is setting out to prove the cost savings point with a contest in which contestants must demonstrate the cost savings of a lid project against a traditional design of the same project. Technologies came off the drawing board about 10 years ago and gradually are penetrating different communities, each of which has its own topography and climate challenges. Graham says the movement has to get buy-in, not only from designers, but also developers.
Ideally, you design this in a holistic basis. It's brought in at the early inception of a subdivision or a reconstruction of a neighborhood, rather than as a single discrete little fix or Band-Aid.
The contest kicks off this Wednesday at 5:30 with a presentation at AIA in the Pearl. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.